Shalom, everybody! One of the mitzvos mentioned in this week's parsha is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the mitzvah to return lost objects. The Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Aleph, Lo sir'eh es shor achicha o esayo nidachim visalamta mehem. You may not ignore when you see your brother's ox or your brother's sheep going astray. You may not ignore them. Rather, hashev tishivem liachicha, you must return them to your brother. In the Torah, we do not say finders keepers, but rather we say hashavas aveda. We have an obligation to do whatever we can to return things that we find. Having said that, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and it's quoted by Rashi, the Gemara learns from our pasuk that there are exceptions. The Torah says, Vehi salamta mehem, you may not ignore them. And the Gemara learns from those words that there are certain circumstances when yes, Vehi salamta mehem, when a person is not obligated to return a lost object. The Gemara gives three examples where a person is not chayiv to return something that they find. The first example is a Kohen who sees a lost object in a cemetery. He's not obligated to retrieve the item, because if he does, he will become tamei. That's example number one. The third example, we'll come back to the second, the third example in the Gemara is a person who finds something, but if he were to go get it and to return it, it would cause more financial loss than it would to the owner of the item itself. So therefore, the person who finds it has no obligation to return it. Those are the first and third examples in the Gemara. The second exception is this. The Gemara says, Zakein ve'eino lefi chavodo, a Talmid Chacham for whom getting the object and returning it would be beneath their kavod. The Torah is a special thing, a unique thing, and a Talmid Chacham has a certain dignity that must not be compromised. Kavod HaTorah is a critical concept and must not be forfeited. It's certainly a challenging concept. The Talmid Chacham cannot become conceited, of course, but the Talmid Chacham also has to realize that it's not their kavod to give up. Kavod HaTorah means kavod HaTorah, and it's not your individual kavod. That is the Gemara about Zakein ve'eino lefi chavodo. There is an amazing story that is told about Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger, who died in 1837, one of the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, one of the leaders of European Jewry, wrote Gilyon HaShas and many other Sfarim. This story is told in the Sefer Me'oran Shel Yisrael. It's a Sefer written by Rav Shimon Hirschler in 1990. It's about Rabbi Akiva Eger's life and teaching, and it's found there in Chelek Aleph on pages Shin Beis and Shin Gimel. The story is that Rabbi Akiva Eger had come to a certain city, and in that city, one of his relatives lived. And that man, the relative, was known in the city, unfortunately, as a very simple man, ignorant, even boorish. So some of Rabbi Akiva Eger's followers felt that it was beneath his kavod, and one of the greatest Talmidei Chachamim of his generation, they thought it was beneath his kavod to seek out this man, this boor, and to meet with him. After all, they said, the Gemara Metzia says that the Torah says, V'hi salamta mehem. Sometimes you must look away, especially a zakein, ve'eino lefi chavodo. It's beneath your kavod, Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger replied with the following. He says, we find that expression of V'hi salamta mehem, we find it two times in Tanakh. Once, about Hashavas Aveda, as we just mentioned. But there's a second time. It's a second time in Sefer in Yeshayahu. In Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Nun Zayin. And the Navi there says that you must give bread to the hungry, and you must bring poor that cast out. If you see someone who is naked, you must cover them up, etc. Umibsarcha lotis alam. You must not hide yourself from your own flesh. So the Navi says, Umibsarcha loti salam. That's the other time the Tanakh uses that expression. However, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Chazal learned that a Talmid Chacham can only turn away from a lost object. Chazal only learned Zaken ve'eino lefi chavodo when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, when it comes to a lost object. But Chazal did not say that when it comes to people. When it comes to treating people properly, everybody is obligated. There's no such thing. There's no drash in Chazal of Zakein ve'eino lefi chavodo when it comes to people. There's only Zakein ve'eino lefi chavodo when it comes to a person. But Zakein ve'eino lefi chavodo, it's always the kavod of a Talmud Chacham to meet all kinds of person people. Every person counts in the eyes of the Torah. An amazingly powerful story. Have a wonderful day, everyone.